Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Ghost and Mrs. Muir by Krista Davis, narrated by Jeannie Canale. Dogs love their friends and bite their enemies, quite unlike people, who are incapable of pure love and always have to mix love and hate. Sigmund Freud. 1. There is no such thing as a ghost. Eva Chevalier turned her pointy nose up in the air and chortled, "It's preposterous. Nonsense, folderol, fiddle-faddle." No sooner had she spoken than the automatic sliding glass doors to the parking lot whooshed open. A gust of wind blew in, bringing dried leaves with it. A gray Weimaraner with startling blue eyes stepped away from the doors and growled. Gingersnap, the Sugar Maple Inn's canine ambassador, simply wagged her tail. In typical golden retriever fashion, she continued kissing the guests gathered in the reception area. The doors closed again as if a person had passed through. I felt the chill of a late October wind pass by.
"I bet there's a ghost in here now," Casey Collins whispered, gazing up at the ceiling and shoving his glasses to the bridge of his nose with his index finger. Casey worked at the inn as a desk clerk, but seemed more like a little brother than an employee. At 20, he still looked boyish and reminded me of the young Harry Potter. With similar glasses, a shock of dark hair that always fell over his forehead, and sweet, innocent eyes.